We are learning Masechta Shkolim Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, but we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Mishnah on the bottom. Moiser HaKatiris. The Katiris, like Rashi, like Tilton Chatan explains, they made every year 365 manim, and in a usual year, you only used the 354. And chooses or not, they made an extra three for Yom Kippur, also really 368. But in a usual year, all you needed were 354, because only 354 days a year. And therefore, they always had extra Keteris. Now, why don't you say just save it for next year? You can't save it for next year, because Keteris has to be bought in with the Truma Chadasha from the next year. You can't use Keteris from last year's purchases. So you have extra Keteris. What do you do with that extra Keteris? You have a nice amount of Keteris extra. What do you do with it? Moise Keteris Maya Oisimba. What do you do with the extra Keteris that you had every year? So the Mishnah says, "Mafrishim imena schar umnum." You take moyes hektish and you set aside money that you're going to pay the umnum. Let's say again, you paid $100. You set aside $100. I'm going to pay the umnum. Umechalim oisa al moyes ha umnum, and you mechal the kedusha from the ketores, and you transfer it onto the money that I plan to give to the umnum. And we'll see in the Gemara how can you do that. Either the money is hektish already. How can you transfer hektish to hektish? We'll see in the Gemara talk about it. But right now, Gemara is saying mechal the kedusha of Keteris onto the money. Then you take the Keteris, v'noisin oisa l'umnim v'scharim, give the Keteris to the umnim for payment, and now they have Keteris, really no use for that. But then, v'chorizim loichim oisa m'tshuma chadasha, you take the money from m'tshuma chadasha, from the new withdrawal, from the new shkolim, and you buy it back from them, and you buy it back from the umnim, buy back the Keteris from the umnim, therefore the umnim lands are getting paid money. And now the Kedusha transfers from the money onto the Keteris, and the money is Chulim B'yad HaUmnim, and everything is fine. So there are three steps over here. Step number one is you mechal the money, the Keteris onto the money. Second step is you give it to the Umnim, you give the Keteris to the Umnim Teris Char, and then you buy it back with the Truma Chadasha. And really, Tosfos in Me'ila asked the Kasha, why do you have to do such a thing? Just right away, transfer the Kedusha onto... Why have to just transfer the Kedusha onto the Truma Salishka money right away? Transfer the Kedusha onto the Truma Salishka money and everything will be fine. Why can't you just do it that way? So Tosfos answers that they wanted to do it this way. So you should remember, Dafka, it should look like a Zilzal, and also they wanted to make sure you're always going to do from the Truma Chadasha and make sure you use the money of Truma Chadasha. That's why they did it in this way. This is only true if you have the shkolim ready in stock to buy it with Tshuma Chadasha. But I'm live, you could use the Yashana. I mean, you could use the old shkolim, but the Eved, you could use the old shkolim for the Kavanah Siva. So like we spoke out, there's a problem over here. How can you take money from the Hekdash, it's money, that's Hekdash, and transfer Keteris onto that money? That money is Hekdash. You can't transfer Hekdash to Hekdash. Isn't that Hekdash being Mechal Hekdash? You can't be Mechal Hekdash on Hekdash. That's be Hekdash on Chulim. So Gemara adds an extra step. Keitzer Oisa, Om Rav Shimon Bista, maybe Mayus. You first take money from the plan of paying the Umnum with, and that's money of Hekdash. Mechal Mal Binyan. And you mechal on the Binyan, because the Binyan, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, when they were contracted to be built, they were still chulin when they were built in, and only afterwards they mechal the kedusha from the money onto the binyan, and that's how they pay the umnim. So here also you have some of the walls are still chulin, so you transfer the kedusha from the money onto the walls, and now you have chulin money. So that was step number one. Step number two is you transfer the keteris onto this money, and this money now is kaddish. You give the keteris to the umnim, and you buy it back with tshuma chadasha. Maybe Keteris Mechal Aleim, and it's nice to the Umnum Mischar, and then you give the Keteris to the Umnum Mischar, and then you buy it back with Tshuma Chadasha. So Gemara asks, Oysan HaMoyos, on top of Amabez, Yud Alf Amabez now, Oysan HaMoyos, that money now, the first money, now that's Kaddish B'Kedushas HaKeteris, basically. What do you do with that money? Ma Yasvem, what do you do with that money? So Revi Aimer, Revi says, you know what I do? I need Yonosnu, Lebez Garmu, Lebez Avtinis, Shebekim Pit Mekteris Maslach upon him. I take that money, and I pay the house of Garmi, the house of Avtinos. These were families that knew how to crush and the Keteris the right way and put in the right Mala Oshon that just smoked the right way and he's made lechem upon him, use the money to pay them. We know that you can't give money of hektish. What's a transfer of kedusha? How do you pay them? So the Mefarshim say that here we're going leiv bezdin masda aleihem, that leiv bezdin masda aleihem, that if you pay them, it shouldn't be kaddish and they'll work even though there was no chil on this money. Zogt Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak behein shiyu chayav lehem ois b'shar shoina. This is only good if they were chayiv from last year's keteris, because I'm using the old money. I'm not using the Trumas Halishka Chadasha. I'm using money from the old Trumas Halishka. Since I'm using the old money, so it has to be that you're chayiv, this is you're paying for last year's keteris, because this year's keteris, you have to use the new money. So it has to be you, this, and this money obviously is the old money. So you have to. It has to be that they're being paid for last year. Rav Chiya bar Ba boy, lo yoyich elam ois shoina. What do you do? What do you do then? So what do you do then with this money? Again, the shaila is this extra money that you transfer the kedusha of the keteris onto this money. What do you do with the money? The first shot was you give the money to the base of Tinos and the base gamer. But it's only if you were chayiv for them from last year. But let's say you weren't. What do you do then? Also, Rav Ba. Use it for oilus nadava of kitzam mizbeach. Let's use it for Rabbi Ba. It's funny because the Marfis of Rabbi Chiya Ba had a question: what do you do with it? And then it says Rabbi Chiya says that you kitzam mizbeach. He just didn't know. He asked the question and said the answer. What's going on over here? Machavish does Rabbi Chiya Ba. Taman shrikla in a shayla. He didn't know what to do with it. Lachav shilei all of a sudden it's pashut. So the Gemara, how the tzrichale, his shaila was, could I turn it into klisharis? Could I use this money now for klisharis? But kitzmezbeach, that was pashut to him. How the pshitale, bekitzmezbeach. Bekitzmezbeach, that was pashut to him, that was not his shaila. So the Gemara, what was the suffix if I could use it to klisharis or not? He had a suffix if the kedusha of k'tiris that was transferred to the money, could I use that I can use it for sure kitzam asbeach. That's a carbon. Shaila, can I use it for klisharis or not? Klisharis is even a higher dagger. Shaila, can I use it for klisharis or not? What was the shaila? The spalgun pitma bechulim. The shaila was, we know that a lot of times the keteris was made in by base garmo, base avtinus, not kahanim, not in the base of mikdash, made by families out of the base of mikdash. The shaila was, do they have to do dafk in the base of mikdash and use dafk klisharis or not? Or use kli chulin? That's the question. Pitma b'chulin. They made the k'taris in kli chulin. It's not a kli sharis. Is that a kosher of pitma k'taris or not? Rav Yisi be'rav chni amar psula. They hold it's possible. We'll see the moral dash in a pasuk. They hold it's possible that they have to use dafka kli sharis. Shmuel Levi holds it's k'shera. Rav Shmuel Levi says no. You can use even kli chulin. You don't have to use dafka kli sharis in order to prepare the k'taris. Later on, after yours is made, you'll make a kashrut kli sharis. You don't have to make it. You don't have to crush it and grind it in kli sharis. Zok the Gemara, my time with the Reis Rechinu. What's Reis Rechinu holds that it has to be done in kli sharis? So the Gemara says, because it says in the pasuk kodeshi. And they say it's not really, there's no real pasuk kodeshi. It could be, it means the pasuk of a kodesh tialach. It means the pasuk that says by kodesh kodesh tialach. Maybe it's that pasuk. It's not clear which pasuk it is, but it says it's something of a pasuk of a kodesh, and that teaches us it has to be dafik lisharis. Shtei havayas of a kodesh. That it should be mekodeshes b'lisharis from the beginning when it's made. My time with Shmuel Levi. Basically, the question is, what does Shmuel Levi do with this pasuk of a kaidish? He held the gedurim kli chulin. I does kaidish. So the Gemara kaidish she that teaches us to hey ba mechumas lishka. Teaches us that the money that purchases the k'tiris has to be from chumas lishka, from the withdrawal from the chuma of the machas shekel of the klai yisrael. But doesn't be kaidish b'shas asiyasa. Oh, Rabbi Yosi Berabon. So this machlokes we have machlokes Yosi Berachanina and Rav Shmuel Levi if it has to be done in kli sharis or not. So Gemara is going to say that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, who are Amorayim, argue in the same machlekes. The Memra of Rabbi Yechon goes according to Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Levi goes according to Rabbi Yechon. The Memra of Shmuel Levi goes according to Rabbi Yechon. Where do we find machlekes Shmuel Rabbi Yechon? Because Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah, later on, there's a makdish nechasim. Someone's makdish his nechasim, all the nechasim to Beit HaGavayis. In there were things that were royu for a carbon tzibur. Now, what does it mean royu of a carbon tzibur? It has to mean keteiros, because if it meant like behemois, or yayin and shemen, so that it says in the Mishnah first of all, and also it's not dafka royu of a carbon tzibur, it's royu of a carbon yachrosa. So, what's special about things that royu dafka carbon tzibur? So, Rav Yechanan says, you know what it is? It's keteiros. So, you see clearly, if that's how you explain this Mishnah. So you see, a yachid can have keteiros in his nechasim. Obviously, it was made in chulin, because he doesn't have klisharis. So how else would he have keteiros? So therefore, this is a raya. Rav Yechanan holds that keteiros does not have to be done by klisharis. But lamaisa, the mishnah, what's found in the mishnah according to Olamad Yama, Armam Vishu Ashaya, Tiftar, Ba'um Misham Vishavtina. So you really can answer this mishnah and say it's not a raya that would dafka, that could be done even with kli chulin. Maybe it has done with kli sharis. Aye, what's a yachid doing having something that's royal kavanah tzibur, which is k'tairis? Teretz is, it was umar shalvei tzavtinos, that he got paid with k'tairis. He got paid with k'tairis. And the k'tairis was chulin already. But at one point, it was kadosh k'dusha guf. And now they made a chulin by transferring it onto money. And they gave him payment, the k'tairis. So he has in it dvar maruyim the kavanah tzibur. She has a way to answer up this braisa, but Pashas Rav Yechanan holds like that. Lamaisa, when he says k'taris, he didn't speak out klar through that of any k'taris is master for Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan holds that k'don b'kli chulin. Rav Yechanan Shmuel, and we have a right that Shmuel holds like Rav Yechanan Rechanino, holds that has to be done daf k'li sharis. The Rav Huna b'shem Shmuel hamachteshes, the mortar or the grinder used to smash the Samonia Kateres, the spices of the Kateres, also is a Klisharis of the Kaddish. It had to be done with a Klisharis. You had to do the mortar of a Klisharis that was Kaddish in the base of Mikdash. And that's how they made the Kateres. They see Shmuel also holds, like a Reis Rechanina, they have to use a Klisharis. So, Faith of Gemara Akasha, if he's Shmuel and if he's Reis Rechanina, that Kateres is Kaddish by Klisharis, so how could you be paid it? Halacha is, something that's in Klisharis. When it gets to that point where it's so kadosh k'dusha guf that I think the shara is ready, and luckily you can't do pidyon on it. So how do you do pidyon on it? Amar Rabbeisi, Rabbon, Amar Rabbechuna, Kam Rabbeisi, Dovas kadosh k'dusha res nifta. Is it possible to take something that was kadosh k'dusha res and be paid it? Amalei. So Rabbeisi answered, what do you mean? Shmuel himself holds in other places that you have klisha, that something is klisha guf, you could be paid there. A lot of Shmuel isn't the Shmuel sheet other places. Shmuel Amar, kalhu b'maisa. There's a special kal by certain kavanah tzibur that are left over, that even though it's kal klisha guf, still you could be paid it. And we'll see where that is in a second. So Shmuel holds that the special hat that even something kal klisha guf of klisha is still could be paid it, and that's shot over here by Kateris also. Where's the machlekes of Shmuel? The spag and the machlekes of Arayim. I see root to me. If you had at the end of the year, the halacha was they always had six animals ready for the tamid. Now at the end of the year, let's say the last day of the year before Shchayes Nisan, they had four extra animals every year because they always had six altogether, and two were used for tamid, and the four were extra. Now what do you do with that? You can't use it for tomorrow because tomorrow has to be done from the Truma HaKadosha. So what do you do with those four animals? So it's a machlekes. Asir tamimim, Shmuel ama niftim ketamimim. You paid it, even though it was kadosh k'dusha aguf, and it was ready to be a tamid. Still, the halacha is you get paid it even before it gets a mum. Rabbi Yechonam niftim shulah kadoshim. You have to wait till it gets a mum, then you get paid it. And what's pshat in Shmuel? Pshat in Shmuel is that leave bezdim master aleihem, because they don't want the Beis Mikdash to get a loss, and therefore leave bezdim master. They have a tanai beginning that anything that's left over will not be kadosh k'dusha aguf. And the same thing will say by Kateris as well. So therefore, you find already a precedent that Shmuel holds some kadosh k'dusha guf, you could be paid it. Because Shmuel holds like that, but a siru tamimim, by extra tamimim of the tamid, you could actually be paid it. So Gemara clarifies the shaila. What about a siru se'irim? That's good by a tamid. What about if they have leftover se'irei chatas that they used to use for musafim, is se'irei chatas? So I'll die to the Shmuel, the Gemara says, Shmuel holds that you could paid the tamimim, they definitely hold you could paid the chatas. Im oyle niftas, kol shekein, like kol shekein chatas. Of course, chatas could be nifta also. What's the pshat? So there's two ways to learn. Either the kol shekein is like this, that oyle is more chashav than chatas, because oyle is kulei kol, you burn the whole entire oyle. My shekein chatas, you eat part of it. So oyle is more chashav. And if oyle I keep paid, I'm sure chatas. That's one pshat. Other pshat is like this, that oyle is there, even if you let it get a mum, when you take the money for the mum, it should also be used as a oila. So there, you would hear that you shouldn't be paid to let it get a mum. It's a land being an oila anyway. The money is used for oila anyway. But chatos, you would say that's better if you paid it. Why? Because if you let it get a mum, it's going to turn into oila, and that's not so good. Because it turns chatos into oila. So there's a kashkin if you can pay the oila, if you can pay the chatos. But either way, if Shmuel holds you let it pay the oila, is not going to pay the chatos. The question is that to Avichanan who argues an oila. By chatos, does he agree that he paid or not? And the Gemara says, no, he does not agree. Om Rav Zira, Yiru, they have to wait till he gets a mum. And Om Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Mekaitzim Ezbech. You could actually use it for a oila for Kitzim Ezbech. That's what he says, a chiddush. You don't have to paid it. You use this carbon itself for Kitzim Ezbech as a oila. Freit the Gemara, Vakasha, Yesh Chatos, Karva, Oila. You think it's chatos being carved as a oila? Om Rav Yaisi, Shani Yehi. Yeah. This chatas is different. Ain't carbon tzibur nikvah mashchita. The halacha is of carbon tzibur, according to this man Yama, it only becomes yene type of carbon, either chatas oil, only v'shas the shchita, when they do it l'shem that carbon. But it's not yet the shchita, it's not that carbon yet, and therefore, se'irim, that they were makdish, the tzore chatas tzibur, and it was extra, you could shecht it as an oil. Om Rav Chia. Another teretz. Tonight, bezdin hu ala moisish yukav oila. So another teretz. That bezdin's masa makes a tonight on the hektashis with kovanet tzibur that is left over, it could be used as a carbon oila.